never make it.
Oh, it's so far.
Get off the track. There's a train.
Oh, there's a track.
From Greenville, South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Miracles.
Do you ever have recurring nightmares? You know the kind I mean. A chilling, otherworldly thing where you've got to run and you can't. Or somebody needs help and you can't quite reach him. Or the variations are endless. You wake up in a cold sweat, your pulse pounding. It takes a long time to get back to sleep. A few nights later, or weeks later, or months, you dream the same dream and feel the same terror and fear. I have a nightmare like that. I'm standing halfway across a railroad trestle. I'm surrounded by teenagers, girls and boys. Suddenly, a train is upon us. There's no time to run back, no time to run ahead. Nothing to do but jump. I see bodies hurtling through the air. I feel myself floating down, down, down. And suddenly, I am awake. I find myself safe, safe at home. The nightmare is over. I take long, deliberate breaths to calm myself. Everything's all right. Be calm, I tell myself. Soon you'll be asleep again. Forget that nightmare. Until the next time. Just a nightmare. I've dreamed it many times before, but one time back there, at first, it wasn't a nightmare. I lived through it, and it was the real thing. I was the new assistant pastor of a little church in a little mining town in North Carolina. There'd never been a youth program before, and young people were my main interest. I wasn't so old myself, so I visited parents, invited kids, started youth groups and Bible studies, showed Christian films. And the teenagers started coming in. They were great. Enthusiastic, cheerful. Some griping, of course, but that I expected. They were full of ideas.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's take a walk.
A walk? You kidding?
No, I mean it. A hike. You know, like our health teacher keeps saying, it'd be great.
You mean a 50-mile presidential hike, I suppose?
Sure. No, I mean just a day's hike. All the kids would come.
Yeah, we could hike halfway and eat a lunch and come back.
And Joan can wear her new heels.
Oh, you're laughing at me.
No, really, I do think it'd be fun. Let's do it. The girls can bring all the food.
And we'll eat it.
And the boys can carry it.
So we had a hike. Somebody suggested following the railroad track to some iron mines a few miles away. The mines had been abandoned and lay in the middle of a beautiful, hilly, wooded area. We made our plans. Now, if you're young yourself and faced with the responsibility of about 36 teenagers, you're pretty careful. I didn't want to get stuck in the woods with a bunch of kids and an emergency on my hands, so I checked everything more than once. Hello? Oh, yes, I called. Listen, I'm just wondering. You know the area around the old iron mines? Is that track ever used? Oh, good. Oh, we're taking our church group on a hike out that way. You did? When? Hey, that's great. Well, how long did it take? That's great. We've got a bunch of girls along, and I'd hate for any of them to give up and drop out. Yeah. I'd hate to try carrying any of them back.
Hey, don't fall.
Isn't this something? Look at all the dogwood in bloom. I could just stand all day and look at this.
Not me. I'm starved.
Yeah, when do we eat?
Oh, just be patient. There's a flat place right up here by the track.
If we don't get there pretty soon, I'm going to be worn to a mere shadow of myself. This walking's hard.
Yeah, hurry up, we're here.
Hard. Bring on the food.
By 12:30, we had finished lunch. We sang for a while. The pastor opened his Bible to the 4th chapter of Philippians and brought a devotional. And we played a couple of games.
Hey, he got you, Barry. Come on.
Let's keep going. We've stopped long enough. We'll never make it to the mine.
Oh, let's not go to the mine.
Come on, don't be a spoil sport.
Oh, let's take the other track instead. Joan, isn't there a trestle up the other track?
Yes, but...
Then that's a great idea. Let's go up this track and walk across the trestle.
I'm game.
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
Wait a minute. Isn't that thing pretty high?
About 30 feet, my dad says.
Oh, that's not high.
Well, I wouldn't want to fall that far.
Oh, come on, don't be a sissy. Who's going to fall?
Me, probably. You know.
And how long is it, Joan?
About 500 feet, I think. Well, anyway, it looks pretty far when you're up there.
I don't think we'd better. If a train...
There haven't been any trains across this track for years.
Then what are we waiting for?
Well, I think it's a waste of time. When you girls get there, you'll be afraid to go across.
Yeah. Wait and see. I bet I'll beat you across. Come on, gang, this way.
Okay, let's get going. Move on.
Wow, I didn't know 30 feet was so high.
You coming across, Mr. Morgan? Carolyn's going to beat you for sure. She's halfway over.
Just thought I'd stand here and wait until... Oh, no. I knew it. Somebody panicked.
What's the matter with her?
I can't tell who it is.
Looks like Ellie. Oh, no, she's crawling. Stand up, Ellie, and walk slow. You can make it.
I'll go down and help her across.
It'd be quicker to bring her back this way.
Just stay still, Ellie. I'm coming. I'll help you get back. Look straight ahead. All right. What's the trouble?
I just looked down and I'm scared.
Well, don't look down.
I can't help it. I'm gonna fall.
No, you're not. I'm holding on to you. Look, everybody's on this thing and nobody's falling off. See, it's wide enough for 3 or 4 people. Is that a train?
Oh, it's a couple of miles away. It'd be on another track anyway.
I hope so.
Sound really carries up here. We hear whistles all the time at night, 10 or 15 miles away.
Well, come on, Ellie. Let's go back the way we came. It's nearer.
No, sir. I got this far, and I'm going to make it across this dumb thing if I have to crawl the whole way.
That's the girl. Just keep looking straight ahead.
Don't worry. On the way back, I'll walk down by the creek like Billy and Jerry did.
I think we all will.
Get across! Quick!
Off the track, everybody!
Get on that track! Jump, kids! We can't make it!
I saw the whole thing in slow motion. I saw that huge engine coming down the track. A girl trying to flag it. I saw her jump as it neared. 3 girls sat on the end of the ties and leaned as far as they could away from the track. I saw them fall as the engine brushed them off. Then it was on us. I screamed for Ellie to jump, but she froze on the track. Just as the train reached us, I pushed her and jumped myself. I felt a thud as I hit a cross piece. Then I was floating through air.
God, are you here? Are you really here and seeing us? All things work together for good. What good in this? Oh, Lord, don't let me be killed. At least not until I've taken care of these kids.
I landed feet first in the stream. I felt no pain, nothing. I felt empty. And I felt as empty spiritually. Where was God? Then a calm flooded my soul, and I knew that God was there, and that all things do work for good, though I didn't know how. I turned to a form in the water beside me. Oh, I can't lift her. Buddy, is that you over there?
Yes, sir.
Come help me get out Ellie out of the water. Are all the kids out of the water? Are they okay?
Carolyn's unconscious, but she's breathing at least. I can hear her.
We'll have to get help.
A couple boys have already gone for an ambulance. I think it can drive up the track.
And you're sure everybody's alive?
Yes, sir. You and Elliot are the last ones to come to.
A miracle. That's what it is.
A miracle.
A few hours later, I lay in the x-ray room of the hospital and muttered over and over, a miracle. The pain I had not felt before flooded me. I had a chipped spine, suffered when I hit a cross piece on the trestle. But even the pain didn't matter, just reminded me I was alive. I counted the other injuries in my mind, a broken arm here and there, multiple bruises, cracked ribs. No one serious except Carolyn with lung injuries and Ellie with a bone pressing against her brain. I prayed, "Oh Lord, show me how even this can work for you."
Mr. Morgan? Mr. Morgan?
Well, I'm awake. Joan, come in. How's Ellie?
They're doing surgery on her this morning.
Tell Mother I'm sorry.
No, she wants to see you. She says you saved Ellie's life, that she'd be dead if it weren't for you, and Carolyn's going to be okay, too. Can you believe it? We all got out of there. Mr. Morgan, she's all right. A miracle.
Who, Ellie?
They didn't even operate. All of a sudden, it was just all right. Even the doctors say it was a miracle.
It took several weeks to see the good worked from our accident. In fact, we'll probably never know all of it. But all of us gained a new knowledge of God's presence with us. We got letters and sympathy from all over, and the paper wrote pages of explanations. Joan got a letter from the conductor saying there seemed to be something different about these kids, and she had a good chance to witness to him for Christ. That was 6 years ago. The young people of that church have been in a state of revival since. Two of the girls who went off the trestle that day are going to the mission field, and one is in children's gospel work here. The accident is seldom mentioned now, and few wonder how it was that a train happened to be on a never-used track. I've never questioned what God has sent me since, because I learned then that even the most unlikely things can work for our good.
Those participating in today's true drama were Darlene McCauley, Barbara Strawley, Beverly Zaw. Music and sound effects were handled by Jim Martin and Corbin Tabler. Recording engineer was Dave Harrell. Today's script was written by Gene Martin and directed by Laura Pratt. This is Dave Yerrick speaking. Miracles is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.